Hello, I'm Richard, and tonight's story is about a boy called Stanley who gets flattened by his pinboard. A bit like this one. It's called Flat Stanley.
Hey, come and look,
Arthur Lambchop called from the bedroom he shared with his brother Stanley. Mr. and Mrs. Lambchop cared greatly for politeness and correct speech.
Hay is for horses, Arthur, not people, said Mrs. Lambchop. But look, said Arthur, pointing.
Across Stanley's bed lay his enormous pinboard. It had fallen on Stanley in the night. Mr. and Mrs. Lambchop hurried to lift it from the bed, but Stanley wasn't hurt.
What's going on here? He said cheerfully, sitting up. Heavens! Cried Mrs. Lambchop.
Gosh! Said Arthur. Stanley's flat!
As a pancake! Said Mr. Lambchop.
Darnest thing I've ever seen!
Mrs. Lambchop sighed and said,
Let's all have breakfast and then we can hear what Dr. Dan has to say.
In his office, Dr. Dan examined Stanley.
How do you feel? He asked.
Well, I felt sort of tickly after I got up, Stanley said. But I feel fine now.
Well, that's mostly how it is with these cases, said Dr. Dan while the nurses took Stanley's measurements.
Being flat could be fun. Stanley enjoyed going in and out of rooms by sliding through the crack at the bottom of the door. Arthur tried too, but he just banged his head. The next morning, Stanley and Mr. Lambchop met their neighbour, Mr. Dart, the director of the famous Museum of Art. Mr. Dart looked worried.
Another valuable painting was stolen from the famous museum last night, he told Stanley and his father. The police suspect a gang of sneak thieves. They work at night by sneakery, which makes them very difficult to catch.
Stanley had an idea. He explained it to Mr. Dart.
Excellent, said Mr. Dart. We'll try out your plan tonight.
That evening in the main hall of the museum, Mr. Dart showed Stanley the most expensive painting in the world. Next to it was an empty picture frame.
And now, Stanley, said Mr. Dart, it's time for your disguise.
Stanley could hardly speak when he saw what Mr. Dart's disguise was like.
I look like a girl, he said.
But Stanley was a good sport, so he put it on. In the main hall, Stanley climbed into the empty picture frame and stood very still.
Very nice, said Mr. Dart, and went off to arrange the rest of their plan.
Now, Stanley was alone. The hall was very dark, but enough moonlight came through the windows for him to see the world's most expensive painting. Maybe the sneak thieves won't come, he thought. Then, a glow of yellow light shone suddenly in the centre of the hall. A trapdoor had opened in the floor, and the sneak thieves carrying lanterns came up into the hall. The thieves took the world's most expensive painting off the wall.
This is it, Max, said the first thief, whose name was Luther. In all this great city, there is no one to suspect us.
Then Luther saw Stanley in his frame.
I thought sheep girls were supposed to smile, Max, he said. This one looks scared.
Stanley managed a tiny smile.
She's smiling, sort of, Max said. And what a pretty little thing she is, too.
Well, that made Stanley furious. In his loudest voice, he shouted,
Police, Mr. Dart, the sneak thieves are here!
The sneak thieves were quickly handcuffed and led away to jail. The next morning, Stanley Lambchop got a medal from the chief of police. The day after that, his picture was in all the newspapers. Late one night, Arthur woke up to the sound of Stanley crying.
What's wrong?
He said. Stanley sighed.
Oh, I want to be a regular sheep again like the other people. It's not fair.
You're brave,
Arthur said. You really are.
And then Arthur had an idea. He turned on the light and ran to the big toy box in the corner. He tossed aside toy soldiers, aeroplanes, boats.
Got it,
he said, holding up an old bicycle pump.
Okay,
Stanley said after a moment.
But take it easy.
Arthur began to pump. Stanley got bigger and bigger. His pyjama buttons burst off. Soon, he was all rounded out, except for his right foot. He shook the foot twice, and it swelled to match the other one. And there stood Stanley Lambchop, as if he had never been flat at all.
"Thank you, Arthur," Stanley said. "Thank you very much." "George," said Mrs. Lambchop, "Stanley's round again."
"I'm the one who did it," Arthur said. "I blew him up."
Mrs. Lambchop made hot chocolate to celebrate, and several toasts were drunk to Arthur for his cleverness. When the little party was over, Mr. and Mrs. Lambchop tucked the brothers back into bed and turned out the light. Very soon, all the Lambchops were fast asleep. Now, that story was called Flat Stanley, and I think it's time that you were all asleep too. Good night. I'll see you soon.